Your stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.
Now, I want to ask you this afternoon about the superhero that you most identify with. The reason for the conversation is the news today that in DC's latest comic, set for release in November, the Man of Steel reveals he is bisexual. Now, before you wonder what happened to Lois Lane, the story has advanced a bit, folks, from when you and I were perhaps reading about the Man of Steel all those years ago. Because what's happened is in the new Superman comics, Lois and Clark, they got together. Their son, John, has taken over the saving the world duties from his dad. John, like his dad, has a soft spot for journalism, which is a failing of the whole franchise. I wouldn't bother John, I'd do something else. And the soft spot he has is for a budding reporter who happens to be a man called Jay. And they share a kiss. How significant is Superman's sexuality? And what business is it of yours? I'm just throwing these questions out there. Tom Taylor is a hugely successful comic writer for DC. He's based in Melbourne, and I'm delighted he can join me this afternoon. G'day, Tom.
Hello, how are you doing?
Really well, thank you. And this is, you know, well, it barely causes a flicker from me, but I know that once you start manipulating with people's impressions of who Superman is, that there might be some saying, hang on, you can't do that. But what we do know, that as a DC writer, you have Superman's future in your hands. It must be a very exciting thing to do, to write comics for DC.
It's ridiculous. It's an amazing job. I'm very fortunate. I get to write for DC and Marvel. I get to play with some of the greatest toys in the world, and they pay me to do so. But writing Superman as somebody who grew up as having Superman as my personal hero is just a huge honor.
Tell me about the Superman that we now know, John Kent, and his life.
So John has had a bizarre life. If you look at comic book continuity, it gets very confusing. But all you really need to know is he's a 17-year-old young hero who's finding his way. His father, Clark, has had to leave the Earth to fight a war on another world, to fight for a lot of good people. And John has literally been left with the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he's finding himself as the new Man of Steel. And I think as a writer of this, we ask ourselves the same questions that John asks. You know, what does that mean today? What does Superman need to represent today? Who should he represent? And what should his battles be? So you're seeing John tackling different things than you're probably used to. You know, he's not just punching giant robots. I promise he will punch a giant robot at some stage.
Never lose sight of the need to punch a giant robot.
Exactly. But he's struggling against the climate crisis. He's rescuing refugees. He's saving asylum seekers in boats. He's just been arrested at a protest to prevent the refoulement of refugees to a dictatorship. So he is really stepping up into different areas and annoying a lot of people through doing that.
Yeah, but this is so interesting because we shouldn't assume the age of your readership, because it would really span demographics. But how do you think 17-year-old lovers of Superman comics would feel about some of the challenges that John is going through as a 17-year-old? Because I understand in issue 5, that's when he kisses reporter Jay Nakamura. There's someone else that Superman is in love with. That's completely contemporary, isn't it?
It's not utterly contemporary. It's throughout history, but it is something that I'm really grateful that we get to tackle today. This is something I've been writing in the industry for about 12 years, I think, and I've had queer characters and stories rejected and erased in that time, but we've come to this really welcome place where a lot of people woke up this morning in Australia and a lot of people overseas overnight to find out that Superman came out as bisexual. And I had so many messages from all over the world, from in all different languages, people saying they burst into tears when they read it, that they never imagined that they could see themselves in Superman, that they didn't think this day would come, and that they so wished that they'd had this growing up when they were choosing to come out, when they were finding that place to come out, when they were struggling with identity. And also just that they're so grateful that young people today who are, and anybody else struggling with that can now look to see the, you know, one of the most recognizable symbols in the world represents them.
The power of the pen. My guest is Tom Taylor, who has superpowers. He is casting a future narrative for a new Superman. You talked about you wanted to introduce queer characters in the past, but has DC sort of gradually come to that idea, or is DC and Marvel now so completely aware that the gender diversity wins in this storytelling, that opens up all kinds of opportunities that haven't been there before?
Look, I think some people today have you know, obviously there's a lot of trolling online. There's a lot of people.
A lot of cross Superman fans, Tom?
That's right. I don't think a lot of these people are Superman fans. We're seeing, you know, US senators and stuff who are angry about this, who I doubt have picked up a Superman comic in the last 20 years. But what we are seeing, and now I've just lost your question because I got distracted by something.
Well, I guess the thing, that the attitude of DC and Marvel to these characters being reflective of something much bigger and broader.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, DC and Warner Brothers as well, because this obviously goes all the way to the top. This is a big character. Have been so supportive of this. And it was actually interesting when I was offered the gig and I was trying to work out exactly what character I wanted to write. And I sort of slowly came to the idea that if we're replacing Clark Kent, we don't really want to replace him with another straight white savior. We want him to represent something else. And before I could even pitch that, my editor at DC, Jamie Rich at the time, said, "Hey, Tom, there's an idea floating around here. What would you think of this?" And I said, "Well, considering I was going to pitch a queer Superman to you, I think we're on the same page before a page has been written." And there has been this massive change in these companies, and that's really reflected in the editors as well. You're seeing a lot more representation at the highest levels of the company.
ABC Radio Perth, you're listening to Tom Taylor, more powerful than Superman ever was, talking about a new DC comic where the story of Superman today is not about Clark Kent, it is about his son John, who's 17, and John's battling the kinds of things that 17-year-olds battle. And in issue 5 of the comic book, he kisses another young reporter, Jay Nakamura. And Tom's just been explaining the reaction to this news, because this is a certain kind of crazy worldwide news. Let me tell you, Tom, one of our texts says it's not pandering to include superheroes that represent the diversity of modern society. I think excluding them makes a stronger statement. So will you feel that people are watching John Kent ever more closely? And is that an exciting idea for a writer? Or will there be a certain weight of responsibility on you as well?
I think there's always a weight of responsibility, no matter what character I'm writing. When I'm, you know, I've been the writer of Spider-Man, I've been the writer of Iron Man, I've written Batman, I've written every character that you can probably imagine. There's always that responsibility that you go, this is not my toy, and I can't break it. There are so many people that look to this character and need this character for their lives, and I've always said, and it's in the press everywhere, in terms of this and what's happened today, is that everybody needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in that hero. And so I think, yes, there's going to be a lot more eyes on John, but as far as what that means, you know, I'm not so concerned, you know, I hope this gives us extra sales or whatever. I just hope that everybody who didn't think they'd have a chance to see themselves in Superman is waking up to a fairly new day today and a welcome one.
What a great story, and really very beautifully told. Tom Taylor, thank you for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. The infant of Krypton is now the Man of Steel.
I don't care, says John Kent. I've just met Jay the Journo, and I'm going to give him a kiss, and I don't care if you like it. Jeff, Peter from Margaret River here. I'm nearly 60. I grew up watching men in masks wearing tights with their underwear on the outside wrestling each other. It's gold. Who cares? I'll be watching Superman at the next Mardi Gras.
Jeff Hutchison, ABC Radio Perth and WA.